From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Back is Stephen Pickford. We got Art Farley, and we've got Observer Kevin in studio. The Yeoman is on the controls, and Bonnie, of course. Happy birthday, Bonnie, last Thursday, and of course
Good
Mother's Day too.
Morning. Yes, a great weekend here in Montreal and down in San Antonio, where he's at the Adams Mark Hotel on the Riverwalk. Coming to you from the Tiffany Rose Lounge at the Adams Mark is our Chief Correspondent Vic Phillips. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willem. How is everything in Montreal today?
It's doing just great here, Vic. Boy, that was fast, Steve. Yeah. Like, straight into it, no
straight
hello.
Into, well, what else are we going to talk
no
about?
No hello, no
how
you,
Mother's Day.
We could have done at least, we just came back. Next week is the Iceland
Big
show.
Big Iceland show next week.
We could have at least done the Dave Watts Iceland thing. Dave Watts, very famous for, had a great trip in Iceland. Now another 40 minutes
Iceland.
Of your favorite, so yesterday and today.
We froze, but...
how about, hey, Will, hey, Steve, how was your trip? I mean, come on, Vic.
Yeah. It was good. Now let's get to Vic.
Yeah, Vic's out in San Antonio, where he flew down on Thursday morning aboard American Airlines. How was your flight?
The flight was fantastic, Stephen, except we ran into a big storm in Chicago. And you know my luck flying. The flight was delayed 2.5 hours leaving Chicago for San Antonio. But the American Airlines people were fantastic. They're really good. I had to call into San Antonio from the Chicago airport, and I have a Canadian credit card which didn't pick up on the telephone, and I couldn't get through to San Antonio. And an American Airline pilot was walking by at the airport, heard me, and heard that I was having problems, and he used his credit card to call in. And, of course, I thank them very much. And it just shows the friendliness of American Airlines. They're really a great airline. Of course, they are the world's largest, I understand.
And they have a total of 16 flights each weekday into San Antonio, 12 via their Dallas-Fort Worth hub, 4 out of Chicago O'Hare, 1-800-433-7300 for American Airlines, which would bring in the majority of customers from the East Coast, primarily in through Texas, their home state.
Now, you know I'm staying at the Adams Mark Hotel, which is a fantastic hotel. Stephen, you were in San Antonio. Did you see this hotel?
Well, we were there back at the beginning of the decade, so the Adams Mark is the newest hotel on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. So it was not open, I believe, at the time, or at least it wasn't an Adams Mark at the time, because Adams Mark has been expanding their properties across the United States over the past few years. Originally, there was just a property in St. Louis and a couple of other cities, but they've made a big concerted effort to expand into a national presence.
Well, I'm enjoying myself so much at this hotel, which has all kinds of facilities, 410 luxury guest rooms. I'm enjoying it so much that I just booked myself into an Adams Mark Hotel in Buffalo for a magician's convention in July, and I'll be maybe reporting a little bit on that one, Stephen.
Yeah, that's the former Hilton people who've been to Buffalo and visited the Hilton. That's now an Adams Mark property. Adams Mark, 1-800-444-ADAM, A-D-A-M, www.adamsmark.com. Have you had a chance to check out any of their on-site sports recreational facilities at San Antonio Riverwalk?
No, well, the Riverwalk, they're located right beside the Riverwalk. So I did do that one evening. I slipped out of here about 9 o'clock at night. And I'll tell you, this is a real draw to the area. That Riverwalk is fantastic. It's totally safe. It's clean. And there were thousands, literally thousands of people along the 2.5 mile walk. I guess it's a 5 mile walk when you do a return trip on both sides of the river. And people were having their wine and meals, their stores, they were shopping. It's a real party atmosphere. Someone says San Antonio is like the like the Paris of the, or rather the Venice of the United States. And I think that's very, very true. That's the atmosphere here, a very laissez-faire, a happy attitude in this town.
San Antonio is a party city. People, it has that whole outdoor venue with the Riverwalk that draws people to downtown and makes it a convenient area for people to dine, to shop, that sort of thing.
Well, the thing that I noticed, Stephen, that's different about San Antonio compared to almost every American city we've been in is that it's very, very safe. I felt very safe walking around anywhere at any hour of the day or night. No one warned me that don't go here, don't go there, the warnings that you and I have received in various American cities. But not here. You know, it's almost like a Canadian city, and I think Canada has that reputation internationally where it's safe and clean. San Antonio, I think I'm going to have it moved to Canada.
Particularly the temperatures. I know people throughout the Northeast, it's not just Canada, but our listeners throughout the Northeast, you know, you go to San Antonio and you have, it's like a touch of Mexico, but a combination of various other cultures that we'll be talking about after our quarter after break, in that it brings together a cultural atmosphere that is distinctive amongst many American cities.
Yeah, I was very surprised to hear about the German heritage in San Antonio. I didn't know about it. They have a Chinese population, a large Jewish population, and this goes back a couple of hundred years. And we'll be talking to a couple of people I have with me from the San Antonio Convention Bureau who know the city inside out, and I want to know a little more about the great German heritage of the city.
Well, they're trying to market, I believe, not... San Antonio was always known just the home of the Alamo, and over the past decade with the development of the Riverwalk, and then, of course, now activities for children, there's golf in the region, museums, the cultural communities, to be a multifaceted destination. When we were there back in 1991, it was the Alamo, the Riverwalk was just coming into its own, and then, of course, SeaWorld on the outskirts of town, which is a big family-oriented attraction.
Well, it has a lot more to offer. It's a booming metropolis. It's the eighth largest city in the United States, and yet it doesn't feel like a big city. It doesn't have that Chicago, Boston, Philly, Pittsburgh feel. It looks like and feels like a small town, and yet it's not. It's a big city with all the amenities of a big city.
What are the people like down there, Vic? Are they friendly? Are they hostile? Or
no, I haven't met any hostile people. They're all very, very friendly. They, like I said, the different nationalities, the education.
Okay, why don't we just keep that thought until we come back after the break? We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network with Vic Phillips in San Antonio. Stay listening.
Where I 5-4 Club.
God bless Texas with his own hand. Brought down angels from the promised land. Gave them a place where they could dance. If you want to see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message.
God bless.
Ooh, I like country music and all news radio.
Yeah,
the pickup line went, huh?
Yeah, jumping Jim Connell, and he's not here on the station right now. Guess what he's planning to do, Stephen Pickford, on Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network, speaking with Vic Phillips down in San Antonio, the Adams Mark San Antonio Riverwalk, where he has two guests joining him, Dee Dee Poteet from the San Antonio Convention and Visitors Bureau, and also from the CVB, Tom Bradley. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, Stephen, Dee Dee Poteet, I love that name. She couldn't make it. I don't know if she's, I mean, it sounds like a Creole or a Cajun name. Maybe she's at home doing some cooking. But anyways, she isn't here, and in her place is Carol Morgenthaler from the Convention Bureau and Tom Bradley. So they're my two guests here at the Adams Mark Hotel, and we'll be talking about the area, which they know inside out. But I wanted to ask Carol, Dee Dee Poteet. What a great name. Where is she, and how come she's not here?
She is on her way to Dallas to attend Powwow, which is a huge trade show.
And what kind of a name is Dee Dee Poteet? Is that for real?
Well, she married Poteet.
Oh. Great. So tell us some bad things about San Antonio.
Bad? Yeah. I don't think we have any.
I haven't found any negative things about the city. Surely there must be something wrong with this town.
Well, maybe in August it gets a little hot.
Oh, we can take that. Us Canadians can take
just
that.
Just a little hot?
Fellas, you'd go crazy over this town. Willem, I don't know if you've been here. Stephen's probably told you a lot about it. Everyone here seems very well-educated, and I gather it's quite a college-university center. Is that not true, Carol?
Yes, it is. We have some wonderful campuses here in San Antonio, and it's growing all the time. And literacy, what we're doing is all over this city you're going to see people marching for literacy to make things better, and we're very proud of our universities and of our students.
Yeah. And you have quite a cultural background here in the city. Can you tell us about it? I know it's a great museum city. I visited the McKay. Is it the McKay?
The McNay.
McNay Art Gallery. Pardon my mispronunciation. McNay Art Gallery. And where they had the works of many of the great masters. They had Gauguin, Picasso, Monet, Manet. And it's the only art gallery. Now, listen, you art thieves, if you're listening out there.
I'm here.
You're there? Great. Well, listen to
art,
this.
Art thieves.
It's the only art gallery I've been in where you can actually walk up. You're not supposed to touch the painting. I couldn't see any security besides a little camera. And you can, unlike the Van Gogh Gallery, where we were recently in Amsterdam, and other galleries in London and New York, the Met, you can walk right up to the painting and put your nose right on it and touch a work by the masters. Now, they don't want you to touch it, but I did. I admit it. I've never touched a Van Gogh before.
And how did it feel?
Felt good. Oh, it felt good. I like Van Gogh. He feels good. A little crazy. But the art galleries here, the museums, it's a museum city, Stephen, almost on a par. I'd put it with Washington in many ways with its Smithsonian building. Well, this place is museum after museum, so it's not just the Alamo. Tom, can you tell us about some of the museums and galleries?
The San Antonio Museum of Art is home to the Nelson A. Rockefeller Center for Latin American Art.
That means that the rich Rockefellers donate a lot of stuff?
That's correct. It's the largest collection of Latin American art in the United States under one roof. There are folk art, pre-Columbian art. It's an entire wing to the San Antonio Museum of Art, which actually many years ago was the Lone Star Brewery, and it was recycled as a museum. And it's there are other wonderful exhibits in there as well.
Now, I mean, besides that, you have, I'm just looking at a list provided me, but you have the Army Medical Museum, the Buckhorn Saloon and Museum.
Back up, Phil, back up. What was that?
The Army Medical Museum.
And the
Buckhorn Saloon and Museum.
My kind of place.
What, the Buckhorn?
This is the Baderwood Museum of Art.
Notice they mention my name every 3 seconds, and then they talk about the Buck Museum somewhere?
Well, it says here that the Buckhorn Saloon is the perfect place to display a collection of horns. So if that turns your crank, Willem.
Yeah, anything that involves horn or words like it. You wouldn't believe the museum we saw in Iceland. We'll tell you all about it next week, though.
Well, I think the weather is a little better here than you fellows experienced in Iceland.
I would imagine so, yeah.
It's
something to do with the 66th parallel versus the 10th?
What is the temperature and weather conditions like today in San Antonio?
Cloudy. Little breeze out there. It's about 82, 83 degrees.
That's going to be the high today.
That's the high today. So it's not uncomfortable at all. It's pleasant out there. A perfect day to play tennis or golf.
Ooh, and you love golf.
Oh, I love my golf, but I won't get a chance on this trip to do it. Tom, tell us about some of the golf courses here.
Well, San Antonio is home to about 40 golf courses and golf practice facilities. We also host a couple of tournaments. In June is the FBC Championship at the Dominion, which is the senior PGA Tour stop here. That'll be June 12th through the 18th, I believe. And in September is the Westin Texas Open at La Conterra, which is held at the golf course at the Westin La Conterra Resort on the north edge of town, and that's a PGA Tour stop.
Right. Now, this is a big city. It's 1.5 million or so people, eighth largest in the U.S., and yet, in terms of major league sports, all they have is an NBA basketball team, which everybody knows, the Spurs. But how come there isn't NHL hockey or major league baseball?
Well, it's professional sports is a very complicated thing. It has to do with financing. It has to do with the ability to sell luxury boxes for venues and stadiums and so on. We do have a minor league hockey team, the Iguanas. We have a AA class baseball team in the Texas League, the San Antonio Missions, which is a farm club for the LA Dodgers. And many of the current Dodgers and more recent Dodger stars have passed through San Antonio on their way to the big leagues. And they play at a beautiful, beautiful ballpark, Wolf Stadium, which is a lot of fun to go to the ball games there. And it is truly San Antonio. The mascot of the Missions is Henry the Puppy Taco.
Ah, well, tell us about what is that?
It's a guy dressed as a big puppy taco. he engages in little racing games between innings with children from the stands, and they race him around the bases, and invariably they knock him down before they get to home plate and beat him to home plate. But it's a lot of fun. And
Carol, I've noticed in talking to other travel writers,
Stephen has his own little burrito he's got to worry about.
You know, everyone loves Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston. And then in the same breath, the people who traveled a lot, they mentioned San Antonio. And other travel writers said, hey, when you're going to Texas, forget about Dallas, forget about Houston. San Antonio's the spot. Carol, would you agree with that?
I certainly would. I think most of that is because of the ambiance of the river, but also the friendliness of the people. A lot of people come here for honeymoon. It's a very romantic city, a very historic city. And you can really feel that when you get here. And we sell that ambiance, not only in music, but in wonderful food. We're the capital of Tex-Mex. I mean, this is the home of Mexican food. It got started right here. So if you want the best Mexican food in the entire country, come to San Antonio.
A lot of beans.
Betcha.
A lot of beans here.
San Antonio for hot spices.
Well, I'm looking here at a brochure for the Sunset Station, the former Southern Pacific Depot building, and this would be the place where Willem Backus would visit, because right next to the authentic Mexican cuisine,
there's a karaoke bar.
There's high-tech karaoke, so put the two together, you've got the Willem Backus venue in San Antonio.
Definitely. Well, I did the karaoke while I was in Iceland. I sang the Immigrant Song, and they didn't run me out of Iceland. Apparently Led Zeppelin wrote that song about Iceland, that's what they say. But, of course, Stephen's probably going to want to go down there with his little burrito.
Who did mention that she wanted to visit San Antonio. Based on our visit, which was almost 10 years ago, we're talking about other cities in Texas, and we'd been to Dallas, and we'd been to Fort Worth, and San Antonio was certainly the highlight of our visit to Texas, because it was a destination that had something to offer. It wasn't just built up as an industrial park, a new city. It had that whole heritage, the culture, and the dining experience. So San Antonio is the place to visit in Texas for sure.
Now, I went to the Far West Rodeo last night and had a great time there, and I learned something.
Hold you on that thought so you can tell us afterwards. We're going to take a break at 1:30 for Mark Allen and his news update. And we'll be back with Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane. Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
When I say that, we play between the 8 and the 9 all the time, so...
This is Liberty World Class Professionals program in this station.
Yes, the heat of San Antonio, way down there. That's the Acapulco Heat soundtrack. Welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford, Art Farley, and Kevin and Johav in the studio. We got Vic down in San Antonio experiencing the delights of that beautiful South Texas city.
And you were telling us before we went to the break, Vic, about what you learned at the rodeo.
Well, what I learned, Stephen, is I saw bull riding, which and we've all seen it on television. But I saw the cowboys. They tie a rope around the bull when they have him in the stall. They tie a rope around his testicles, and I guess they really pull it tight, and then the bull starts freaking out. I mean, if you can visualize that, Stephen, a big rope pulled tight around the testicles, and then the bull is let go with the rider on it. And no wonder the
Stephen
bull...
dreams about that every night.
Yeah, it's too easy. Babe.
I couldn't sleep.
It's too easy for me.
I got tangled up in my bed sheets, and and then the bull goes wild. And of course, I think a rider, if he stays on like 6 or 7 seconds, that's a heck of a lot. And I learned that. And, of course, it was fun watching people in their Western gear, some of them men and women matching outfits with their 10-gallon hats and cowboy boots and tight jeans and gorgeous, some really gorgeous people there.
Nick, and, do you like movies about gladiators?
Well, no, I've never seen The Gladiator. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
No, you're relating that to the bull story. Well, getting back to the dance floor, it was interesting to see it. It's a show that we all watch on the Nashville Network. We've seen that type of dancing, but I experienced it last night, and with a live band there, the real cowboy atmosphere. And tonight I'm going to something called the Conjunto Festival, and Carol, I have no idea what this is about. What is that?
Well, this is a music that really got its start again. A Tejano and Conjunto music is very South Texas. Indigenous of us, a lot of great beat, good dancing, a little bit different dancing. It's a mixture almost of country western, a little bit of your New Orleans sound with the
Zydeco.
What else would you say that that's...
Well, it's largely a hybrid of traditional North Mexican folk music, and you throw in the German aspect, because when the Germans emigrated to this area, they brought their accordions and their music with them. And the people who lived here at the time, the Tejanos, they incorporated the accordion into their music, and actually the accordion is the lead instrument, and it really is an infectious music.
Is it popular outside of San Antonio?
Oh, you bet, especially in the California, Nevada area, where you have a heavy Hispanic population, they love it. I mean, it is, it's become a wonderful tradition for us, for our city.
Now, we mentioned the German population. I have a little ethnic composition breakdown of this city, which is interesting. People of Hispanic origin.
It thinks avec de l'argent.
Yeah, 520,000 Hispanics, Anglo, 335,000, African-American, 65,000, and then other minority groups. But, Carol, you're of German heritage. Why such a large German population?
Well, before the turn of the century, there were land grants that were given by Kaiser of Germany,
Wilhelm.
And when these folks, a lot of them came over, and they landed at Matagorda Bay and at Galveston Island, and a lot of them only had the clothes on their back and a few belongings, but they had these land grants, And so they settled in and around San Antonio in our Texas Hill Country. And my family are first-generation American.
Well, and they kept their heritage through the language and the history and the books.
Through the music. Most of them here. We have an area here in San Antonio called the King William Historical District. It's right just south of downtown. In fact, it's in walking distance of downtown. And most of those folks that built these wonderful, beautiful homes that are over there in King William were of German descent, and they were shopkeepers, doctors, bankers, and they still spoke German, still had the language. And even today, if you visited an area called New Braunfels here in Texas or drove up 1 hour north of San Antonio, you would still be you could still hear German being spoken today.
Well, I don't want to bring a negative thought into the show because I just love the area and that, but I know one of the bad moments in Canadian history and American history, too, was during the Second World War when we set up camps for our Japanese Canadians, and they were taken away and herded, and we still look with shock upon that era. Did the Germans have that type of problem in this area during the Second World War?
No, I've never heard that, and being a native, you know, and close to 60, I can tell you that I have never heard that. I don't believe we had any of that kind of thing happen here.
All right.
Remember, we're Texans.
That's right. Talking about Texans, in a lot of the U.S. and Canada have the image of a right-wing state in that gun types. The NRA is, I gather, quite popular and powerful in this area. It's still a state with the death penalty, where Canada doesn't have a death penalty. Governor Bush has been accused of playing a little bit of dirty politics by Senator McCain. I mean, he accused him of that in the news, though I gather they've become buddies, at least on the surface right now. But is Texas a right-wing state, or do I have that image? Is that a wrong image?
I don't think that we are right-wing. Maybe I've lived in a shell and I don't realize it, but I think we're pretty broad in scope and how we feel about things. I wouldn't call us right-wing at all.
What about gun laws in the state? Are they strict, or is it lax?
I would say it's pretty strict. I mean, we certainly have gun laws. But now, if you are a rancher and you have a rifle setting up behind you on your gun rack, there's nothing wrong with that, because if you're a rancher, you may very well be out in the boonies, and you could run across a rattlesnake, and they're going to be able to shoot that rattlesnake.
Right.
What if you rode on the streets? If you're just driving on a normal, road route or whatnot, and they pull you over, you have those gun racks hanging in your cab, and you're not on the land.
Oh, they say they don't. I've not seen that in this state.
Yeah, you will, but there's nothing wrong with it. You know, that they would not. They're not going to use those guns to shoot any people, or are into Mission San Jose. We've got great galleries. If you want to see some fine art, where there's wonderful fine art galleries, pottery is very popular in San Antonio.
It's a very, the Catholic influence is very powerful. Is that the dominant religion in the area?
I would say so, because you have a lot of Germans who are Catholic as well as
the Hispanic
population.
And do they play a big role in the city? Is it a powerful force in the city, the Catholic Church?
I would say that it has some power, but I wouldn't think that it's a powerful force. I think it's a wonderful tradition, because we do have a lot of Catholic schools, and we have a wonderful Catholic university here in San Antonio called St.
And we're coming up to 45 past the hour. We're going to continue with San Antonio and our discussion with Vic Phillips on Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
So keep on rocking me, baby.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child.
It's radio.
1, 2, 3. take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. To make you live a crazy life, but you'll take away your pain. Like a boy with you, you wait.
Ah, yes, we're living La Vida Loca down in Texas with Vic on San Antonio and Willem Back and Stephen Pickford, Art Farley, and Yoav in Montreal. So, you're telling us about this great town. We went down back in 1990, Steve and I, down to San Antonio. We had ourselves a fantastic time. And Vic, tell us a little bit more about your experience there.
What you're doing this weekend.
Well, but besides the Kahlunta Festival, I'm going to do some shopping tomorrow. I don't have my schedule in front of me. I'm going to visit more museums and art galleries, which is always fun. I love the art galleries. I'm going to maybe pop in and see the Institute of Texan Cultures. I'm really interested in Western history. Oh, just one little incident. Stephen, when you were here in Willem, the Alamo is a big thing. People say, oh, San Antonio, the Alamo. Just a little thing. Yesterday I noticed I didn't see any Mexican-Americans or Hispanics at the Alamo. And I talked to a few on the street, you know, and they say, you know.
There are no Perots. There are no Perots, Vic.
Yeah, they don't want to visit. They feel a little poorly about the Alamo, and they say, no, it still hurts them. Even though it goes back into the early 1830s, it still bothers them a bit. But it certainly is a draw. Now, Carol, I wanted to ask you a little bit about seniors' facilities. This is a great area, a hospital, a medical center, I understand.
Yes, we have wonderful medical facilities here in San Antonio. In fact, we have a teaching hospital out at the University of Texas. So we have wonderful facilities for seniors, and we have many, many folks who retire in San Antonio that were in the military. And we have a lot of folks who come in from Canada and the Mid and the Northeast and Midwest who come and vacation with us for 6 weeks to 2 months, from January to March a lot of times. We have a lot of facilities for them as far as transportation. Easy to get around. Our via transportation system here in San Antonio is very, very good. You've got wonderful facilities as far as, again, medical. They always can have something to see and do. There are a lot of places here in the city that do not have admission. You don't have to pay to get to see them. I think for the senior, one of the things that is really great is our weather. We have great weather. I mean, they can golf year-round. They don't have to shovel snow if they come see us. We have very, very mild winters. So we certainly, I think the senior citizens really enjoy our city.
It's one of the safest cities I've ever been in North America. Now, I notice a lot of soldiers and sailors walking around. What is this military presence? Do you have a couple of bases here?
We have five military bases here in San Antonio. Fort Sam Houston, which is, I think, the 1st Army, is it not? Headquarters.
Army headquarters.
Oh, 5th Army. Sorry about that. In fact, this is where our Ike Eisenhower and Mamie lived when they were first married. Fort Sam is a beautiful area, and it is an open base. You would be able to drive through there if you came down to see it. We have Brooks Air Force Base, Kelly Air Force Base. We have Lackland Air Force Base is where all of your military would come in and do their 6 week basic training. And a lot of folks have spent 6 weeks in San Antonio during their basic training.
Now, you mentioned the Eisenhowers, President Eisenhower and Mamie. This state has a great history involving U.S. presidents. And LBJ, President Johnson, wasn't he from near here? Or?
Yes. He was from up around Blanco, Texas, which is about 45 minutes from San Antonio.
And maybe the next president to be, we don't know, Governor Bush.
Governor Bush, was he born and raised in Texas?
I believe he was. I know he's not a Canadian.
I know that he was an oil man at one time out in Midland. And, of course, he is now the governor of our beautiful state.
Yeah. It's not a, I don't find it a radical right-wing state with a bunch of people with gun racks in their vehicles at all. It's everyone seems well-educated, well-dressed, it's super safe, great restaurants. It's an ultra-modern city, and I could transpose this city into Alberta, say, it would fit in it. It has a little bit of Calgary or Edmonton in it. Stephen, would you not agree from your previous...
Yeah, I would agree that because of the various cultures and the cultural attractions, that it makes San Antonio something more than just that stereotypical Texan ranch town. It's a world-class city. It's got the great dining. There's a number of activities for children that are actively being marketed. There's a specific kids guide provided by the San Antonio Convention and Visitors Bureau, which makes it a multifaceted destination. We're talking about seniors. It's certainly going to be an affordable alternative for seniors going to Arizona or to Florida to get away during the winter months to spend time in a real city. It's not so much marketed solely for tourists, but a city where people live and work year-round.
So you go with your children. They've got something to do.
Well, they've got SeaWorld. They've got Fiesta Texas. They can visit the historical attractions as well.
Your little daughter, Christina, would love SeaWorld. Stephen and I went there 10 years ago,
yeah.
And what a fantastic show. You may think an aquarium is an aquarium, but you really do have to see it up close. It was fantastic.
And you know, the police presence is very big here. I see a lot of cops on bicycles. They call them copsicles. And bicycle cops are riding all over the place, and you bicycle. Really feel safe.
I'll remember that next time I get pulled over by a cop.
A bicycle cop in Iceland after a rainstorm would actually become a copsicle.
Well, I'd strongly recommend anyone visit San Antonio. It's truly a great place. I rate it probably in the top three or four of all the cities I've been in the U.S. and Canada. It's right at the top, and it's a place you definitely want to come back to.
Oh, so as I say, the combination of various aspects, particularly the dining, what type of dining have you enjoyed as we wrap up coming up to the top of the hour?
Well, I've had a lot of steak. I've had a lot of seafood. The seafood's excellent here, the jumbo shrimp, and a lot of dishes with beans. I've had a lot of Tex-Mex.
I'm glad I'm not sharing your room, Vic.
Bad enough I had all the licorice, all sorts, but I didn't get Cooperitis.
No.
Good cowboy breakfast.
Oh, great cowboy breakfast. And Tom, perhaps, can you tell us, I haven't experienced any, I mean, are there other cuisines here? Is there European cuisine?
Barbecue is big, of course, at Dean, Texas. If you walk along the Riverwalk, and you can find cuisines from anywhere. There's Chinese food, there's Italian food, there's Cajun food, French food. There's such a variety. There's Japanese cuisine, there's Greek cuisine in town, there's Indian restaurants, and part of it has to do with the fact that San Antonio is so multicultural, and everything just blends together. We're not just Tex-Mex anymore, but there's so much more out there, and if you want it, you can eat it here.
It's not a backwater town at all. It truly is an international, has cosmopolitan flavor. I haven't seen any bubbas here at all.
The cosmopolitan flavor of San Antonio. If you want to learn more, you can call 1-800-447-3372. The San Antonio Convention and Visitors Bureau on the internet at www.sanantoniocvb.com. Coming up to the top of the hour here on Travel World, and Vic Phillips down in San Antonio, the Adams Mark Hotel. The number there again, 1-800-444-ADAM. And heading back home this Monday aboard American Airlines, the carrier of choice down to San Antonio, with 16 flights each business day. Well, it's been great having you with us this morning, Vic, and with your guests at the hotel, telling us more about San Antonio.
And thank you from me to Carol Morgenthaler and Tom Bradley. I had a great time with them and with all the people in San Antonio, and I'll tell you maybe a little bit more about it in the next week or two.
Well, looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, and next week we're going to give you the wrap-up on our trip to Iceland, the postponed trip to Iceland, so the complete story next Saturday here on Travel World. I know we have a few stories to tell. And
it was a really good trip, though. You know, we make a lot of the jokes about that place, Iceland, but it is a wonderful place, the most magnificent rainbows I've ever seen.
And one of the nicest flights I've enjoyed in many a year aboard Icelandair
Oh, yeah.
Flight with
the
a highlight.
Pepsi Republic.
Yeah, the Republic. We have to tell you what the Republic
that's
Pepsi.
Where they fought the Cola Wars, Pepsi versus Coca-Cola. They actually
there was a restaurant there which had a flagpole flying a Pepsi flag at full mast. We said, what is this, the Republic of Pepsi?
That's next Saturday for Travel World right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Art Farley. Happy Mother's Day.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
Liberty Works Radio. If you'd like an audio